Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Todos los latinos con la mano arriba que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito.
Let's no go, fui. Papa! On a football Friday, Funky Buddha happy hour. Antonio Brown has been released by the Patriots. We will get to this very important story right now because it's breaking all over NFL news networks. But
surprising. It was very surprising.
No, I don't think anyone really thought that this was. What is happening? There's more to this song, and I've got breaking news to get to.
But it is 5 o'clock.
And it is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Come on.
Oh, I taste the hot gun.
Hurricanes gonna beat up on Central Michigan tomorrow.
Dale.
Yes.
Dale. FIU plays tonight.
Dale, papa.
This is how we get it started on a 5 o'clock on a Friday. All right. I got to do the injury report. Mm-hmm. We got to get headlines from what? What is happening?
Hey. No one knows.
Hey. What is going on here? Never-ending remix. It's speaking to me. Perreo Friday.
Woo! Woo!
But man, there is a lot of stuff to get to. So hold on. Is ending now?
Yeah, sorry. I forgot you wanted the short version. I apologize.
Short version today only because there's a lot of breaking news. Yes. And a lot of people are seeing it on social media for the first time. Get into your car. And Antonio Brown lasted exactly one game. What? Are you kidding me?
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 What?
What is going on here?
Nobody knows.
Man, Perreo Friday makes it tough to get to the Antonio Brown news, but wow. I can't help it. Everybody's bobbing their heads.
You feel it.
All right. Antonio Brown lasted one game with the New England Patriots. They released him just over an hour ago, which caught everybody off guard. And I got to get to the injury. This is still going! Woo! This Perreo Friday, whose idea was this?
I don't know, but I love him.
Solana! I think this actually is the end. Is this actually the end?
We have 10 hours of this. So.
We have a 10-hour remix. I think this is actually the end.
I think uploading this is what caused some of our internet troubles.
It's very possible. Is it really going on more, or is that the end? Get out of here. I can't take it anymore. Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. God bless Funky Buddha.
Goodness gracious.
Let me do headlines quickly with Alejandro Solana. Alejandro Solana with your Friday headlines.
If I don't start with Antonio Brown being released by the Patriots, I think Hawk will come over here and kill me.
My head would explode.
Literally kill me. So I'll start with the Miami Marlins, who will begin a 3-game set
This son of a gun.
Versus the Washington Nationals tonight.
Somebody texts in, I can't explain why, but this makes me so happy. It does for me, too.
We're the same.
It does for me, too. Go ahead. What's your headlines?
Antonio Brown was released by the New England Patriots about 35 minutes ago. Still no word on if they will owe him the $9 million that he was guaranteed when he signed with them. What was it, 11 days ago, Hawk?
Yeah, 11 days. It really is shocking news. Like, yes. We listened to the Bill Belichick press conference earlier in the show. You could see he was tired of this. What else, Solana?
The U hosts Central Michigan tomorrow at The Rock. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. That game will be live on 560 The Joe, WQAM.
Very good. We'll all be listening.
Tonight at 8 p.m., FIU will play Louisiana Tech. That game will be live on 790 The Ticket. After I take over from 6 to 7:30.
The Alejandro Solana Pause Up Papa pregame show.
I think I plugged that all 4 hours. I didn't mean to, but I just read whatever's in front of me.
You meant to.
The Dolphins play their first road game of the season. 1 p.m. in Dallas. That line continues to float anywhere between 22 and 23.5 points. In favor of the Dallas Cowboys.
And anything else?
And finally, in about 55 minutes, the first ever Global Climate Strike after party begins.
The Global Climate Strike is going on now.
Right, but the after party.
The after party is at 6 o'clock.
In downtown Miami at the corner.
And
which
then,
is,
you know, if you party with Crowder, you know to get there for the let out.
The let out.
When's the let out?
Well, I'll tell you, the corner is literally next door to 11. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen at that global climate party.
Are the global climate people cool?
Glomo.
Glomo.
Yeah,
pirates.
Those are my people. Everybody carries.
What kind of people do this to party?
It's Solana. It's the people
everybody
that are carrying their
straws.
Right. Yeah, their straws.
This is a metal straw party?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Son. No let out here, son.
This
that
ain't
was the
it,
cover.
Chief. This ain't it, Chief.
Nah, Chief. Don't want to hang with them, Chief.
This injury update that I'm going to bring you right now is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Oh, you got to do weather, don't you? Go ahead, do your weather.
Yeah, weather, very important, and it's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is currently 84 degrees and partly cloudy. Tonight, the low will drop to 79. Sunset will be at 7:58. p.m. and rain will continue to impact most of the South Florida area for
here.
Most of the night. Look most. Key word there, most.
Well, you promised us rain right here in El Portal.
Well, according to the weather app, rain will start in 71 minutes in El Portal.
You told us 77 minutes 60 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Again, most of the South Florida area will experience some spotted showers.
All right.
You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
It's bright and sunny
not
out.
Not even a cloud
know,
in the sky.
I know. All right. What else? What else? You did the sponsor already?
I did the sponsor already, yes. You want me to read it again?
Everybody on the text machine loves that 5 o'clock happy hour. I look forward to it all week long. I look forward to it all week long. That's my new slogan, that texter. I can't explain why, but this makes me happy as hell. All right, the injury report I'm going to give you here brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Dolphins injury report, Charles Harris, full practice today. He is listed officially as questionable. Trent Harris, limited practice today, listed as questionable. Rashad Jones is listed as out. Rashad Jones and Albert Wilson are both listed as out, so they will not play on Sunday. Bobby McCain, he had a limited practice today. He's listed as questionable. Josh Rosen is on the injury report, but we know that he's the starting quarterback. Let me see for the Cowboys. Anybody a surprise here? No, not really. So there you go. That is your injury report brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. So Solana is our executive producer. The man running our affiliates, which is the radio station to our left, is Dan Day. And we can look at Solana straight ahead, and then when I turn my head to the left, I could see Dan Day. How's everything going on the affiliate side? We're trying to get him a working microphone. We had a meeting about it today, so it's in the works. So we'll be able to check in with Dan Day. Our program director, Len's suggestion to me, no joke, earlier, have him on the phone. So
have him call in?
Yeah, if you want to call in, Dan, I'd be happy to put you on if you know what the phone number is. It is 786-360-0790. I can check in with Dan Day in the room next to me.
Y'all have a lot of meetings without me, don't y'all?
This one I thought was better served without you being in there. Let me see if Dan Day is calling in. You're calling the station, Dan? You're giving me the thumbs up there. You calling the station?
That couldn't have been the answer.
No, he's giving me the 1 minute symbol. Phones don't work. Now he's saying stretch. I don't have time because Walt Akins is joining us. All right. Well, anyway, the reason I was bringing up Dan Day is because he has put together a little recap of the week on Hockman and Crowder.
Wow.
He got into the lab and he put together a recap. So here it is. I haven't heard this, but this is everything that that kind of transpired over the week, Solana?
If you're a true fan of the show, you know at the end of the show I always play some funny lines from that day's show.
Yes.
I put them together, I sent them to Dan, and he made a best of Hockman and Crowder recap from this week only.
All right, very excited to hear this. This is Dan Day, a Dan Day production. Here is the week that was. Hockman.
Hard.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
Gambling is a lot more fun when you're winning.
Hockman highlights.
I remember I got a brain of an elephant.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
Ba with a ba, da bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said up, jumped the boogie. You got that?
You think we're envious of your yeast infection?
Ooh, crowd pleaser.
They took the beauty of a Cheez-It cracker. They expanded it into some sort of puff and infused it with pizza.
Yes!
I like the ratchet strip clubs. I like a little strip club you might get shot in.
Oye, ¿qué es eso?
If you go there, Hawk, you're going to be like, that place is crazy.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, bro, I have a great time there.
What a crowd pleaser. Pleased.
That is a banger.
Enjoy that.
That is a banger. I have, during that entire time, though, been watching Dan Day try to call into this radio station from the other room. He literally can't get through. I don't understand what's going on. We can't get him on the there's a microphone sitting right in front of him. He's on the phone. Nothing's ringing. He has tried for 5 straight minutes to try to get through. Now I see him. You don't have to screen the call. I can just answer it. I have caller ID in here. What are you screening? We know it's Dan. Can you take him off the screen? Can I just talk to him? Hey, Dan, how you doing?
It's just good to be heard.
Can you turn your radio down, Dan?
I mean, what do you think I was doing?
This guy would know to turn the radio down.
What
He's
do you
a
think
radio
I was,
professional.
What do you think I was doing back here, Hawk?
He's still got the radio up loud. Nice job, Dan. No, nice job. You did a great job on that. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys giving me so much great content to work with.
See you, Dan. That's Dan Day. He's our affiliate relations specialist. That really was good. I love that, man. There's Len. Len has given the Len seal of approval. 2 thumbs up. He is thrilled that we figured out a way to talk to Dan finally. 2 landlines, 6 minutes to try and connect. It's really.
We make it a happen.
Can we
baby.
Get a raise? A raise? Oh, any no. chance? Any chance we can get a raise? More money? Talking to Len through the window. There's no way to communicate. I can get a raise?
Oh, no.
Oh, I've been fired. I think I just got fired.
I think I got a thumbs up for a raise.
I think I just got fired.
So, yes, that was a yes. Thumbs up from you guys?
That was excellent. I love that.
Awesome. You're welcome.
I just want some dental insurance.
Walt Akins is going to join us next on this Football Friday. Walt Akins, we wanted him on for several reasons, but Sam McGuavin was on with us a couple weeks ago, And he told us a great story about Walt Akins and Walt Akins kind of hazing him and making him go get those Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Sam McGlavin's car ended up getting towed. He waited in line for 2 hours. Great story. So I want to get Walt Akins' take on what happened, see if he feels bad about it. So we will talk with him next, I guess, on this Football Friday. Let me talk about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals first, though. You know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV. It all starts with you going to see my friends, Sherry and Steve, at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. Their beautiful RVs provide the comforts of home. They really are nicer than a lot of hotel rooms. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, a king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. You did it, Crowder. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Fall is here. Now is the time to start planning a trip to see the leaves changing colors in Tennessee or northern Florida. By the way, you could wrap that into a road trip or on a college or pro football game that you want to see, because you get that RV trip. It just gives you so much flexibility. This season, you should make it a point to take the family on a road trip, see your favorite team play somewhere. In fact, Camp USA will give you a 10% discount for a 3-day or more rental during the month of October, so start planning now. And by the way, our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals have a great giveaway. You can go to either WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com starting Monday and click on the link to register to win a day trip to the Miami-Washington game Sunday, October 13th. The trip will include a luxury RV for up to 8 people, a driver for 8 hours, a parking pass, and 4 tickets. And that's from our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You could see their website for all the terms and conditions. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, been in business over 15 years, located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. Call 954-520-0075. 954-520-0075 or online campusarv.com. All right, our Football Friday continues. Walt Akins from the Miami Dolphins. He is next on Hochman and Crowder. Walt Akins going to join us momentarily from the Dolphins. People text in all the time with complaints about the radio.com app. We had a meeting on it this afternoon, okay? We are hearing you. We understand, and we're working on it. It's, trust me, as frustrating as it can be at times for you, the listener, it is just as frustrating for us when we get, you know, tweets and texts of people saying, yeah, the app isn't working, or it's cutting out, or it's playing commercials over and over. We are working on it. But if you have a moment and you haven't downloaded the radio.com app, we would appreciate it. And again, literally had a meeting today about it, and hopefully it'll be corrected sooner rather than later. But if you download the radio.com app, you can search for Hochman and Crowder. And then when you see our show, hit subscribe on the podcast. It's free, and we would appreciate it. So that's my little public service announcement for anyone that has been concerned about the performance of their radio.com app. Walt Akins going to call momentarily. Does he have the new updated phone number? Is that the...
Yeah, I just double-checked with the Dolphins, and they do have the correct number. Okay. They're just finding some better service outside.
Sounds good. So Walt Akins in a moment. I don't want to get into too much here, because if I start to deviate what we were going to talk about, and then Walt will call in, and then it'll be like, well, I'll hold that thought, and we'll get to him. So I'm just going to vamp here a little bit while Walt Akins joins us. And I'll bring everybody up to speed again. So Sam McGlavin was on with us week one of the Dolphin season, and he told us this story about Walt Akins, part of the rookie hazing. Although Sam McGlavin's a 3-year vet of the CFL,
he's still a rookie in the league.
Walt Akins, you and I were talking about it off the air. He's one of the most veteran defenders on the Dolphins.
Yes, I think he's the 5th oldest guy on the team.
That's crazy, because a lot of people still think of Walt Akins as being a young guy or a new guy, but he was drafted, I think this is his 6th season, right?
Oh,
I think
man. It's his fully vested, man. He got that money coming when he turns 55.
So he really is one of the oldest guys on the defense. That tells you something about the Dolphins.
Yes, and the captain of the special teams. Like, he's a big cog in the system. He would be, it seems like, I can't speak for Greer and those guys, seems like he would be a building block type player.
I think he is a building block type guy, because he's, now he had limited play in the New England game, mm-hmm. but now Minka's been traded, and Rashad's not going to play again, I'm guessing, because Rashad didn't practice today.
TJ's gone. I think Walt's going to have to jump in this game.
And then special teams, obviously, like you said, he's a captain. So he is he's one of the defensive stalwarts on that team. So hopefully in a moment. We're hearing that he's going to be there, Solana, or we're still waiting?
Still waiting, but I am hearing he will be calling momentarily.
Okay, I love that he's an OG and he still hazes people.
So that was the story. So Sam McGuavin, 3-year CFL vet, but rookie of the NFL. So Walt Akins tells him, Rook, you've got to go to Popeye's, mm-hmm. get me those new chicken sandwiches. Everybody wanted them. I didn't have anybody to send to go get me one, or I would have liked to try one, you know?
neither of us ate one.
Right. So Walt Akins sends Sam McGuavin to go get one. Sam McGuavin, I'm guessing there's a Popeye's near the facility in Davie?
Hell no. That's why he was so mad.
So he drives to wherever the Popeye's is.
You got to ride about 15:20 because I had to pick up Popeye's chicken Sunday morning. Or, no, what was that? That would be Saturday mornings between practice and the plane.
Oh, when you were a rookie.
Oh, yeah. They used to send me out.
So you would go to the Popeye's chicken. It was a 15-20-minute ride.
Yes.
But you had to get it for the entire defense?
Yeah, I had to get it for the whole defense. But see, this is my thing is that I'm, you know, charismatic, and I'm a big, fine, light-skinned dude with long hair. So I, you know, talked to one of the ladies that worked there and asked them, hey, every Saturday morning, I'm going to have to come here and get a bunch of chicken.
Gotcha.
You know, can you hook me up? I might have, you know, maybe entertained her a little bit, too, so I could have the hookup. But, you know, I was single.
Just to get in the front of the line at Popeye's
man,
chicken?
Come on, man. You can't.
But it wasn't back
then. You can't call in the order at Popeye's. I got to a point where I could call in the order at Popeye's because I wasn't getting no chicken.
So like how some people are whales in Vegas because they gamble $100,000 a hand.
Popeye's whale.
You were a whale at Popeye's.
Yeah. Well, actually, they probably call it Popeye's gigolo because it wasn't money putting me in that situation.
I got you.
Yeah, it was my physical ability.
So Walt Akins sends Sam McGuavin to Popeye's to get the chicken sandwich. Sam McGuavin, good soldier. Yeah. He's like, I could argue this, but I'm going to go do it. Waits for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And by the time, and so he tells us a story. When he gets to Popeye's, the line for the drive through is down the street. So the policeman says, if you're in line, you got to go park in this parking lot over there. Sam McGuavin goes and parks in the parking lot. Now he gets in line at the Popeye's, waits, an hour and a half later, gets out with the two chicken sandwiches, and his car is gone. It's been towed. And so now he has to call Sam McGuavin. He has to call Walt Akins, and his phone's dying, and Walt Akins, I guess, had to pick him up maybe and then take him to the tow place, paid for the towed car. Like, it was just it was a whole thing.
See?
All right. I see Dolphins are calling in there. Solana,
that's why he should have hollered at one of the girls at Popeye's and had the hookup.
That's that. You couldn't do it with this chicken sandwich. You couldn't do it. Like, it was too much. It was too much of a sensation.
If you had the pieces and the stroke, you could have.
No.
Talk.
This was too important a moment for Popeye's chicken. You could not be sidetracked with the dibbling and the dabbling, if you will.
Y'all never saw my stroke.
All right. Well, Walt Akins is there. And I'll remind you, courtesy of the Dolphins, are you the ultimate Fins fan? In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled, and an exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan or for more information, visit dolphins.com/experiencefins. Dolphins.com/experiencefins. Here is Walt Akins. Okay, Sam McGuavin told us a story, Walt, that you made him go as part of his rookie hazing to Popeye's to get two chicken sandwiches. His car ended up getting towed. Do you feel bad about what happened to Sam McGuavin?
Yeah, man, that was tough. I was actually just want my chicken sandwich, man. I didn't expect all this to happen, but I took care of him. I ended up paying for his car and making sure he was straight and able to get to work and everything.
I don't know, Walt, man. I was giving you props because you still hazing. And, you know, I'm old school. I like the hazing, man. Let him deal with that himself, man.
Oh, that's you went to pay for the towing of the car?
I just have my car? That's his damn responsibility.
Yeah, man, look, I still got to take care of my rookie. Still got to take care of my rookie.
But did you second guess hazing Sam McGuavin? Because he did play 3 seasons in the CFL.
Yeah, he a rookie to the league, though.
My man.
All right. How was the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Oh, it was fire.
it was worth all the. Now, would you have waited for an hour in line to get one? Was it that good, or it's only fire if Sam McGuavin's waiting in line for you?
See, this is what happens. Sam don't tell the whole story. He only tell his part. I actually waited twice and didn't get the chicken sandwich, so I was tired of that, and I told Sam to do it for me, and that's how it went down. So I did actually go through that wait line and did it myself, so I knew he could do it.
And Walt, would
and
you?
He could do it without getting his car towed.
Yeah, you see that? That's his fault, man, ain't it? That's your fault, man. Don't park the way you're supposed to park. You see the signs?
Yeah. He's going to get me back, though. I already know.
Yeah, you know he is.
And man, even this conversation, bro, we looked it up. I found, I think, six guys, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s on the team. Are you an OG? Are you the guy? Are you one of the guys that got to keep these young boys in line?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm an OG now. You know, we got a young team. So me being one of the older guys now, I'm quick. I feel like I got some type of seniority over my youngest, but I make sure they're all right.
Walt Akins is with us, Dolphins and Cowboys, this Sunday. It is your sixth season with the Fins. I'm imagining, Walt, the first two games feel unlike anything you've ever experienced playing football before, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, how do you deal with that personally, and then as an OG, like how do you keep the younger guys in check with, hey, like we're gonna get better. It can't be this way.
Just gotta keep everybody positive, staying positive, and staying motivated. You know, we go out every day, and our goal is to get a win every day, and hopefully that transitions over to Sunday. We had a rough two games. We had a lot of young guys just getting here for the first time, maybe a couple of days before. And we're just starting to gel with each other. But, you got to stay on the path, stay on the right course, and we'll work it out. We got a lot of ball players out here, a lot of people that want to win, a lot of people that's going to go out there and play hard. As you can tell, even in those two losses, we didn't stop until the clock struck zero. We're still going to go hard every play. Still going to give it all we got, and, I mean, we're ball players at the end of the day. We go out there to play ball. That's what we're going to do.
And is that your message? Is that the same message that Flores is saying in team meetings? Because I know, you know, walking in on a Monday, you know, after, what is it, 102-10, you know, scoring deficit, like when he walks in, is that the same message everybody's preaching in that facility?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got to find a way to get a win. We got to find a way to manufacture a win, put something together to – go out there and be the team. So, I mean, we're not quitters. Nobody's a quitter, and everybody's a go-get-it type player. So, I mean, you just got to make it show.
And you jumping on that defense now. G5's out. You know, Minka just went to the Steelers. I'm sure you're going to get a little more, you know, a little more run on that defense. Are you going to take that same approach when you are in that defensive huddle and getting them guys right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to go out there and be a dog. It's like on special teams, you got to go out there and know you can beat the man in front of you. You know, you got to run fast, you got to hit, and you got to stop the ball. So that's what we're going to do.
Walt Akins is with us, captain this season as well. He's a captain. Now, obviously, you're not on the offensive side, but what was the mood around the team yesterday when word starts to spread that Josh Rosen would be the starting quarterback Sunday?
I mean, we go in there every week and control what we can control. Those decisions are made by the coach and the coaching staff. So we take it for what it is and keep it moving. We got to go out there and perform Sunday. I mean, you can't live off the hype forever. We got to go out there and ball out.
I saw on social media today, so after practice this morning, there was like a little team meeting or something on the field where the whole team got together. Was that to announce Josh officially?
Yeah.
So he's the guy, and he's got the cachet to control that team.
I mean, it's still really up to the coaches. I'm on the defensive side of the ball, so I mean, I really don't worry about that too much per se. But hey, if the coach feels like Josh is the guy, then I know Fitz is still ready to go whenever, and vice versa. So As far as I'm concerned, we're all getting ready for Dallas right now, and that's all I know.
And man, we talked to Sam McGuire, and he told us a story about you, you know, getting his car towed for some chicken sandwiches. And we talked to.
I don't know why he say I got his car towed. I ain't get his car towed.
Before he talked about the chicken, he brought up you. He was snitching, man. I don't know how y'all deal with that.
Why are you trying to sell out Sam McGuire like this?
That's the first thing he said.
Man. Walt had me go to Popeyes. Walt had me. That's you. You had to drive there.
I mean, you don't have to tell Walt, though, Tekashi.
I'm telling you. If he didn't want to see it, he could have called Walt to the Dolphin in the middle of the locker room, and I see he didn't decide on that path. That was my path. I decided on my rookie year, Walt, because Junior Seau and Zach Thomas, they said, Crowder, you ain't got to go get nothing. But then there was a guy by the name of Brandon Iambadeju and Derek Pope, and they were young guys, and they said, man, we want some chicken nuggets. And I said, bro, you got to see me on the Dolphin. Ain't nobody asked to see you on the Dolphin.
Nah, man. I mean, we can, though. I ain't worried about that.
You know what? That is probably the reason why they haven't asked to see you, because you can do that.
What are you doing here, Crowder?
I let y'all in on the locker room conversation.
But why are you amping things up?
Me and Sam can go hash it out on the Dolphins.
See that?
What's happening here? You've got Walt Akins challenging Sam McGuavin to a fight on the Dolphins.
I'm giving y'all an inside look on how this happens in the locker room. And they're going to be friends afterwards.
We can go get it on the Dolphin and then shake up after.
Yes.
I don't understand what just happened here. Walt Akins is with us, Dolphins and Cowboys. Let me get to the really important question that I wanted to get to you. Walt Akins, I follow you on Twitter. A couple weeks ago, you tweeted at Jimmy John's that you got a sub and there was a long hair in it. Did they address that, and did they make it right?
Yeah, for sure. Corporate hit me up. They sent me a tweet and told me to send my info. So the next day I got a call from the manager of the shop. She was telling me to come in and they'll redo my sandwich. And I actually wasn't able to get in that next day. But I came later in the week and everybody was in there. The lady I talked to, they made a sandwich for me. We took a picture and we hashed it out because we had beef for a little second.
Right, you
I
almost
like that hair in my sandwich.
Yeah, you almost had to meet Jimmy John on the Dolphin.
Yeah, I almost met Jimmy John himself on the Dolphin.
Yeah, Jimmy John ain't got a chance.
And hashed it out.
That's how men handle things, Hawk. That's
like
that's the thing
exactly.
You understand.
We just meet on the Dolphin and hash it out.
I like
then
it.
Make sandwiches after.
I'll meet at Temple and I'll ask Rabbi for I'll ask Rabbi for some advice. In Dallas, are you going to hit up Whataburger?
I had Whataburger a couple of times. I don't really know if I'm gonna be keen on getting a Whataburger sandwich.
Really?
Especially by seeing that Saturday, man. You want to eat that and put that in your body for the game?
it's like a superfood, isn't it?
What, Whataburger's a superfood? Well, I might have to see Whataburger on the Dolphin then.
Hey, Walt, and I've been explaining to them. They've seen the videos out there with Ryan. I know you're cool with Ryan and Koa and the whole family about the shark diving,
yeah,
man.
Sure.
Please explain to them that you don't need no cage to shark dive.
Yeah, wait. Let me set it up a little better because Crowder goes cageless shark diving.
I bought me and Ryan went in on the boat and I bought in on the business because I enjoyed myself so much out there shark
but
diving.
But, Walt, you've gone shark diving without the cage.
Definitely, and it was a great time, man. I took some of my boys from back home who never really got to experience nothing like that. We went out there shark diving without a cage, and, I mean, it was a crazy experience. It was amazing. Sharks all around us. I don't know. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I'll probably do again for real.
Sharktoursfl.com.
Sharktoursfl.com.
Shout out Ryan, Cole, and Amber.
Yes, sir.
If one of my friends suggested we go shark diving without a cage, they'd have to meet me at the Dolphin.
Ask that out real quick, huh?
Hey, Walt, you ain't never seen Hawk. They wouldn't hesitate.
What is happening here? Walt, what is happening? You have brought something out of Crowder. I don't understand what's going on.
I can feel the testosterone.
I don't understand.
I can feel the dog in Walt.
Solana, text Sam McGuavin to look out. He's getting Walt Akins all amped up. I don't know what's happening here. All right, Walt Akins from the Dolphins. Finally, I'm going to let you go, but do you have a message for Dolphins fans? A lot of Dolphins fans, obviously, it's a rough start to the season, obviously for the players like yourself, but for fans as well. You have a message for Dolphins fans?
Just stay true. I mean, real Dolphins fans are going to always show love, show support, no matter what we're going through, man. When times are bad, stick with us. When times are good, stick with us. I mean, the wishy-washy stuff, you know, that's not really a true fan, and we really appreciate our true fans who come out and support no matter what. So stay the course. We're going to get this thing on track.
All right, Walt Akins there from Miami Dolphins. And again, if you're the ultimate Fins fan, in celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled, and an exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan, and for more info, you can go to dolphins.com/experiencefins.
Walt, I got one more thing, man. I'm out there, you know, I'm Ryan and Amber and Coy and them, and I see your father out there pregame. I know I do the pregame on radio. Bro, have you seen him slap somebody? Because your dad looks like he'll knock the hell out of somebody if they say something wrong to him.
Oh, yeah, pop some meat on the Dolphin real quick.
It looks like it.
How many people can fit on this Dolphin?
As many that want to. As many as that want to.
Hey, he got a lot of dog in him, too, man. Cut from a different cloth.
Yeah, that cloth never got near my family.
Y'all had cheese cloth.
I think I was shopping in a different fabric section.
Oh, man. Mama might meet you there, too.
Trust me, I'm not going anywhere near this Dolphin. Walt Akins, thanks for making time for us, Walt. We appreciate it.
No problem.
There you go. I don't know why you were amping him up there. What are you doing? You're getting Sam McGlovin.
He's old school, though.
But
I heard it in his voice. He's old school. That's why I got excited,
you
man.
You got him all amped up, man.
Man, I like Walt. I knew Walt, but I like him even more now.
Walt Akins, Miami Dolphins. It's a Football Friday. Quick break. More next on Hockman and Crowder. Final segment, as always, little Houdini freaks come out at night. What a show today. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The Funky Buddha happy hour as well. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha happy hour. Very excited because tonight, when I get out of here in just a few minutes, Crowder just left, by the way. He's got his homecoming game. He's the defensive coordinator for U-School. They've got their homecoming game tonight, and so he just bolted. And when I get out of here, I am leaving for the Orange Bowl food and wine celebration. So beyond excited. We had one of the chefs in on Wednesday. This Orange Bowl food and wine celebration, it's at the Broward County Convention Center tonight. I'm so excited. I went last year. It was so much fun. You can go to orangebowl.org. I don't know if you're looking for something to do tonight, if you've still got time, or if you could buy tickets at the door, but it is a great event. Orangebowl.org is the website. And if you're coming out to the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration tonight and you see me, say hello. Very excited to be there. Man, what a loaded potato of a Football Friday. I ain't even lying. I mean, this show was a show and a half. Now, before we get out of here, because we went a little long with Walt Akins there, but he was so good. We have been 3-for-3 with Dolphins guests this year. Sam McGlovin, Christian Wilkins, Walt Akins right there. I want to talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors very quickly because it's hurricane season. Dorian was a huge wake-up call for a lot of people. Now is the time to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. It's really a different feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. They came out to the house. They showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would work best, and boom, we were on our way. Now, they want to help the people of the Abacos and Bahamas who suffered at the hands of Dorian. So for September, 5% of all material sales from BNT will be donated to the appropriate charitable organizations that are helping out those in need. In addition, BNT is accepting donations at their corporate location, 590 Southwest 9th Terrace in Pompano Beach. And then to thank you for the donations, they're giving away a free upgrade of windows for a lucky raffle winner. So for every donation you make, the donor will receive a raffle ticket on September 23rd. I believe that is Monday. BNT will draw a name for a lucky winner to win a free upgrade of impact windows for their home or a family member's home. And trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors just makes you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. What a show. I am winded by today's show. So on the show, and we know we're having some radio.com streaming apps right now, streaming problems right now. We're having some issues on the 560 signal and whatnot. But when everything gets straightened out, if you missed Walt Akins, Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, Ira Winderman, Kevin Burkhart from NFL on Fox, all those interviews will be posted on our podcast. If you go to radio.com, search up Hockman and Crowder, subscribe to the podcast, and we would appreciate it. It's free. We know there's some issues. We're working them out. We're getting it all fixed, and we would appreciate your support there. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you're heading out to the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration tonight, I will see you there. Everybody have a great weekend. Go FIU. Go Canes tomorrow. Go Dolphins on Sunday. And we will speak with you from Twin Peaks el lunes.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.